Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Local people. Local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is KNX 1070 News Radio. I'm Chris Sedens. All of a sudden, we could be looking at rolling back some of the reopenings in California. Governor Newsom has already ordered bars to be shut in seven counties, and he's set to announce more restrictions today.
With the coronavirus infection rate on the rise again and the 4th of July weekend coming up fast, the governor wants to try to prevent further spread of COVID-19. That could mean new restrictions, and it could also mean a crackdown on people who don't abide by the face mask order. There certainly has been resistance to that order here in the OC, but a young woman visiting a coffee house tells me she'd go along with the mask order grudgingly.
I saw this thing on the news where someone was like screaming, "I'm not wearing a mask, blah, blah, blah." And it's like, dude, like, it's not that hard.
But if the governor goes further and makes everyone stay at home again, she's like, forget that.
Don't we have to build an immunity? Is the coronavirus, like, is there even enough deaths to take away our rights?
A lot of resistance, a lot of pushback here in Orange County. We'll see what the governor does today, whether he locks some things down again. In Huntington Beach, John Baird, KNX 1070.
Pasadena's health chief says an increase of coronavirus cases recently in her city is largely due to people having social gatherings and not being able to maintain isolation and quarantine requirements.
We are seeing more transmission among younger people. A 38% increase in case rates for those ages 18 to 40 in the past 2 weeks.
That's Dr. Yingying Guo, who recommends staying at home and only going out for essential needs, especially this holiday weekend when it might be tempting to go to a gathering. Pasadena has reported 90 new cases since Saturday. It's on pace this week to surpass last week's new total, a case total of 118. California's gas tax goes up today.
It's going up by about 3 cents to roughly 50 cents a gallon. Assemblyman Vince Fong, vice chair of the Transportation Committee, tells KNX he wants the tax canceled because of the pandemic.
So you have those who are struggling the most during this recession, and you're asking them to pay the most.
Fong says the Democratic-controlled state legislature has no plans to cancel it now, but should do something to prevent the tax from kicking in the future.
It's unfortunate that this tax went into effect, but you know, we can prevent this tax from going to effect in future years.
Lawmakers and the governor say the tax is needed for road and bridge repairs across the state and to help local governments hurting financially because of the pandemic. Karen Adams, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Well, even though there's no big Rose Bowl fireworks show this year, fireworks are providing, rather proving, I should say, to be a growing problem in Pasadena.
Fireworks are illegal. It would seem everybody knows that, but still Pasadena's police chief says the department has been slammed with 911 calls about people hearing explosions.
In Pasadena, we've seen our own increase of 700% in the use of firework calls.
Now, some have asked, well, wait a minute, the Rose Bowl isn't having their traditional fireworks celebration. Just because the 4th of July isn't happening at the Rose Bowl doesn't mean that fireworks aren't a threat to our community.
That is Pasadena's interim fire chief. He says the department has treated many fire-threatened areas with fire retardant just in case. In Pasadena, Craig Figner, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Well, Ventura County has closed its beaches for the 4th of July weekend in response to rising coronavirus infections. The closures will run from 5 in the morning Friday through 5 in the morning on Monday and will include parking lots and restrooms. Fireworks displays have also been canceled throughout the county. In Orange County, Laguna has decided to close its shoreline for the 4th of July only. Incidents of hate targeting the Asian American community is a growing trend in California and across the nation amid the coronavirus pandemic.
Since March, there have been more than 2,000 reports made from 45 states and the District of Columbia. More than 40% were in California. Manju Kulkarni is executive director of the Asian Pacific Policy and Planning Council, which launched the Stop AAPI Hate Reporting Center.
In just 13 weeks, over 800 individuals in our state have reported incidents of verbal harassment, refusal of service, workplace discrimination, and physical assault.
She and others are calling on Governor Gavin Newsom to take action to help them address the problem. Cynthia Che is with Chinese for Affirmative Action.
There's no way that we can respond unless we understand the nature and the magnitude and extent of this. So we would like support from the governor's office to continue to do that.
They would also like to see a task force formed to focus on COVID-related bias. Margaret Carrero, KNX 1070 News Radio.
The LA City Council will vote today on the final adjustments to the city's budget that would have cut $150 million from the LAPD. Mayor Garcetti telling MSNBC the cut is not just about racism in police.
Let's be clear. Racism doesn't just exist in traffic stops. It exists in banks. It exists in housing. It exists wherever we are. So, you know, instead of just talking about what we defund, I want to talk about what we refund.
The city's Budget and Finance Committee recently voted to reduce the cut to the LAPD by about $17 million and use most of the money to stop possible furloughs of city employees. But on Monday, the committee voted to restore the $150 million reduction and use most of it for improving underserved areas and communities of color. The LAPD is pushing back against a coalition of civil rights groups that has filed for a temporary restraining order that would bar the department from using batons and tactical bullets to control crowds. The LA chapter of Black Lives Matter says protesters need to feel safe while exercising their First Amendment rights, particularly while lawsuits are still pending. The LAPD is fighting the move, calling it unwarranted and overbroad. It says police must be able to respond to unlawful crowds. USC is taking additional steps aimed at dismantling anti-black racism at the campus. University President Carol Folt says the school's Race and Equity Center will hold focus groups, interviews with black students, faculty, staff, and alumni over the next 4 months. Undergraduates will also complete racial climate surveys. Folt says they'll use the findings and recommendations to make changes. Previously, USC announced it was removing the name and statue of a former president who supported eugenics. Overflowing toilets, terrible smell, and a sinkhole. It's all happened overnight in Pasadena after a sewage line broke.
The hill in Orange Grove, which is a major intersection, there was a sinkhole. As a result, one of our larger city vehicles had a tire that got stuck. That intersection has been closed off, and they are working to fix the issue.
That's Pasadena City spokeswoman Lisa Darian. The intersection is cordoned off, and the cleanup is expected to continue for several more hours. San Bernardino County officials may preemptively shut down bars, breweries, and brew pubs for the long holiday weekend if the coronavirus numbers don't improve by the end of the week. It has been on the state's coronavirus watch list for almost 2 weeks now, and the county's CEO says he's hoping to avoid a mandatory closure order coming from Sacramento.
We would hit the 14-day metric by this coming Sunday, which would require, under the state's new course of action, that we would be closed mandatorily if we do not improve our metrics in that upcoming few-day period.
The county's public health officer has been ordered to close bars on Friday if the infection rate does not fall.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM News Radio.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.